Alligator Point is a tiny piece of heaven on the pristine shores of Florida's panhandle. It is here that author Connie Mae Fowler settled in what she refers to as her beach shack, hoping to escape from a life of psychic wounds perpetrated upon her, first from a chaotic, alcoholic mother, and then from an abusive spouse. A writer and a loner, Ms. Fowler lived with her animal family, each dog with his own outsized personality, in the cottage on the Gulf of Mexico, a body of water that generously deposited daily gifts at her door and offered healing that she might never have found elsewhere. Fowler's writing is so fluid, so luminous, that each wondrous day of discovery she describes feels as though it's our own. Each bird, starfish, seahorse, turtle nest is a wonder. Each day with chapters written is our accomplishment as well as hers. Eventually, love arrives, gains trust, and stays. Nature's treasures shared seem twice as precious. But just when life's joy seems overwhelming, disaster strikes. On April 20th, 2010, the BP oil rig, the Deepwater Horizon, exploded in the Gulf. If you live here in Florida, you may remember being glued to the TV as we watched in horror. Scientists worked feverishly to cap the well. Months passed, and the coasts of five states were despoiled with tar balls and dead sea creatures. In the end, 210 million gallons, an incomprehensible figure, spewed into the turquoise home of our fragile marine life. In agonizing prose, Ms. Fowler takes us through the days, weeks, and months that she and her husband, Bill, activated neighbors, wrote letters, and battled the Army Corps of Engineers, all the time waiting for the now discolored sea, smelling of death, to disgorge its victims on their front lawn. A Million Fragile Bones is both beautiful and horrible, a desperate cri de coeur for our endangered environment. Greed, corruption, and money were the motivations behind the oil spill. We may never know the extent of the damage, but there's no doubt that it could be decades before Mother Nature begins to repair herself. If you have ever found solace by the sea, or the Great Lakes, the Chesapeake, or the Hudson for that matter, then this ferocious memoir is a must-read.